Welcome to today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, it's part two of a two-part interview with Warren County Board of Supervisors Chair Aaron DeCook about the Warren County Shop Site project.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about the potential timeline of this. I know, you know, you hear about these projects getting started, and I know nothing's set in stone, and a lot of that has to do with the contractor who will be putting it on. But as far as what you know, talk about the details of some sort of timeline that this will go into place.
Sure, I would anticipate that construction will start in this year. I don't know when, but my guess is at some point this year, probably sooner rather than later, they will start breaking ground on it and start the building. Now, the nice thing about having it be at the engineer shop is that we do have some equipment, and so part of the ways that we reduce costs on it were we're utilizing our own equipment and personnel to do some of the work. Not all of it, not the building itself, but, you know, grading, or if we need to do some retention work, you know, we have the skills and equipment to do some of that ourselves. And so, you know, it'll be an all persons hands on deck, but I would anticipate it'll start sometime this year.
All right, and last question before we let you go is talk about the benefit to Warren County residents. I know I've heard some about just maintenance-wise, this will save a lot of dollars, but why was this such a need for the board to get it done and a need for the engineer's office?
Sure. Multifaceted answer here. One, the current shop site is beyond bad. It doesn't serve the needs. We have a lot of equipment that sits outside. There will absolutely be some return or payback, if you will, in extending the use of our equipment, the longevity of our equipment. Just, I mean, today it's like, I don't know, -6 out. You know, it's not ideal to have a $50,000 or $60,000 piece of equipment sit outside and be exposed to the elements more so than they need to. So that's one example. So if you can get a couple more years of life out of your equipment, and you're running the sort of scale of equipment to cover, you know, 650 miles of gravel roads in the county, you can start getting to numbers that really will help offset his contribution or the engineer's future contribution of that $300,000. So, I think long-term, it might be break-even, it might save a little bit. Two, there's just some real efficiencies in not having our county equipment, you know, traveling through Indianola nearly as much. Three, our county's growing, and some of those needs, you know, there's a space requirement or a space issue at the current location, and now we'll certainly have a little more space. And for a variety of reasons, we think it's, you know, very appropriate.
Thanks to Warren County Supervisors Board Chair Aaron DeCook for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That's been today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. Harvest Academy, a therapeutic community focused on changing lives with a whole person approach in Warren County and the surrounding area.